All right, good evening, everyone. Good to be back out here again. I'm thankful to be out here. Of course, I've had a lot of time this afternoon to do some study and stuff, so you bear with me tonight. I found something I think might that God want me to, and I don't know why sometimes God gives me stuff to preach, and like Jamie always says, I'm preaching to the choir, but you know what? It may be something here that somebody needs to hear. I want to preach to you tonight about the Lord of what's left. I want to preach to you about that tonight. Because we have a God that is able to work with what's left in our lives sometimes. If you would, turn to Daniel, the fourth chapter. Daniel, the fourth chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. I'm going to read down to the 15th verse, then I'm going to go down to the 26th verse after that. Daniel 4, 13 through 15. And when you get there, please stand if you would in honor of God's word. Beginning with verse 13, it says, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. And he cried aloud and said, thus, hew down the tree, cut off the branches, shake off the leaves, scatter his fruit, let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from its branches. Nevertheless, and I want you to, this is what I want you to get here, leave the stump of his root in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in tender grass of the field, let it be wet with dew of heaven. Let the portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. And down in verse 26, it goes. This kind of concludes. It says, and whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, I want to thank you, Father, for this, for the opportunity again once more, Lord, to be here. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity, Lord, that we have, Father, to just to stand before this congregation this evening, Lord. I pray hearts and souls, Lord, that you would open them up, Lord. And Father, in a way that be pleasing unto you. And Lord, as I always ask, Lord, get me out of the way, Lord, and we will truly give you the praise for it all in Jesus' name we ask. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Of course, the scripture I read to you this evening is about the prophecy of Nebuchadnezzar. If you've heard anything about this, is a prophecy of what was going to happen to him. You know, he was just like and as I read the scripture and studied about this evening, he was just like a huge tree, and the branches went out from his kingdom like this and just overshadowed a lot of different things. And Daniel had got this prophecy, and like it says, he saw it in a vision, and it showed it how that he was going to be, the tree was going to be cut down. His kingdom was going to be taken away from him to a certain extent. But what it says is he left the stump. He left the stumper. What got me thinking about this afternoon is I stood and looked out our back window of our house. We cleaned off that bank behind our house. But anyway, there's a couple of, it was just like stumps that we left there, just little ones. And lo and behold, all these roots, all these things come springing up out of it, you know, and they're in the back, so I'm going to have to cut that thing down again, probably this sometime here. But I got to thinking about that, and as I looked at this scripture, this evening, I thought, yeah, that is a good point, Lord, what he's trying to tell us. As a matter of fact, if you Google search about King Nebuchadnezzar, it says that he was the longest reigning and the most powerful of the kings of the Babylonian Empire. That's what it says about him. So that shows you his wealth, his riches, everything he had beyond compare when at the time. But the prophecy in Daniel 4 tells us that all that power and of all that glory and then all that majesty, as I said, is going to be cut down. Just like I got to thinking about the redwood trees. I wanted to go see them. I never made it out there yet, but how huge they are and how big that those things are. Just think of it along those lines here. And what I told you this, the prophecy goes on to say that they're going to leave that stump there is what they're going to do. They're going to leave a stump. Lord willing, this evening, that's what I want to talk to you about this evening, that we serve the God of what's left. God didn't totally take the kingdom away from you. All know the story about what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel told him what was going to happen. Well, it wasn't even a year later. He was standing in his palace and he said, look at all this that I had done. He said this to himself. And immediately the scripture says, if you read on down there in verse 4, immediately it said that he lost his mind, said that he went out into the fields and he was out there and his fingernails grew as long as an eagle's claws and his hair and stuff like that. That's what it says happened to him. But if you read on down through it, after a while he come to his senses. God allowed him to come back to his senses and stuff. God allowed him to do that. So that's what it's saying was to leave the stump. to leave it there because he was going to do something with him. After a pruning, now let me ask you this. I don't know how many of you in here have ever taken a pruning from God. This is one old boy right here that is taking a pruning from God. He has cut me down pretty good sometimes. He really has. But I thank God that he's a God that works with what's left. Amen? If you've been there, if you know what I'm talking about this evening, you know, if he prunes you down, I'm telling you, just like those stumps that's out of my backyard, over in Job 14:7, it says this, "And there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again," is what it says, "and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the sin of water it will bud and will bring forth like a plant." Praise God this evening. Whenever he prunes you down, whenever he gets you down to where sometimes you think that, you know what? What are you doing to me, God? That's when he can start using you. That's when he can use you. You may be thinking, I'm down to nothing. That's what God's wanting. That's exactly what he's wanting if he gets you down to that point. If you've lost something, God's saying you didn't need to have it to fulfill his purpose anyway. You didn't need it to begin with if you've lost it. I'll tell you, many of us have seen sickness in our families, maybe sickness in us, and maybe death has taken some of our family members. I'm telling you, that is beautiful though, to understand. Listen, God may be pruning you down for something, but listen to me, there's still life there and he can still use you. God's telling Daniel Nebuchadnezzar had it all. You know what? He had lost a branch, but I'm going to use what's left. And that's what I want to talk to you about this evening. He is a God of using what is left of your life. God takes what's left. Whenever we think about Noah, God takes what's left and what's he do with it? He repopulates the earth with it. Does he not? He takes what's left. I heard a preacher talking about this the other day because they were talking about, well, there's no way that all those animals on this earth could be on it. He said the majority of the animals on this earth are only the size of a cat. Yes, that the majority of them that's on this planet. So that's why, yes, that they could be on this, that they could fill that ark like that. And we've seen what God had done here at Drift Run Church. I'm just here to tell you, I've seen what he has done right here at this church. Listen, we've lost some good people. And like I said, I mean, Patty, you remember me saying this after Rick passed away. I said, let the church roll on. If something happens to me, if something ever happens to me, I'm telling you this church is going to roll on. I am that assured of that this church will roll on. Because God said if he prunes it down, he's doing it for a reason. And praise God, he's going to bring up what's needed to do it. Praise the Lord. God will always use what's left. Always will he use it. If God were to take me home to glory today or tomorrow, whenever it may be, listen to me, the church will be fine. The church will be fine because we put our trust and hope in Jesus Christ, not in Dave Long. Amen? For his glory and for his purpose. Brothers and sisters, the devil said to God while discussing Job, and I always go back to Job on this because this is so interesting on that. He wouldn't serve you and love you if you took stuff away from him. We all know the story. We've said it around here a lot here lately. Just take down the hedge from around him. That's what Job said. But can I tell you something? God put down one hedge, but he left other hedges up. Did you know that? He did. He took down one hedge. And the devil went after his family and all of his possessions. You know what? Job said, you know what? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. He said that. He said, so he dropped one hedge, but he didn't let him take his life. He didn't let him touch his health just yet. He said, you can have one part of it. So what happens the next time? The devil goes back, well, let me take his health. God drops the other hedge. But he puts another hedge up. He doesn't let him take his life. You can do to his body whatever you want. But I'm here to tell you, you cannot touch his life. I'm here to tell you this evening, God has got hedges up around our lives. And yes, there are times those hedges are dropped. And maybe sometimes the devil comes in and comes after us. But I'm telling you, he only goes as far as God allows him to go. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's all that will happen. I'm telling you. And after all that, praise God. Still, Job didn't curse. His wife said, won't you curse God and die? His family said that. But Job didn't do it. We all know the story of how Satan never stopped. But God dropped certain hedges, but he kept other ones up. So take down another hedge and let him do what he does. Satan, you know what? Cover Job from head to toe with boils. That's what happened. He covered him from head to toe with boils. He said, but he can't take his life no matter what. Can you see what God says to you tonight? I don't know what's going on. I don't know how far you've been pruned down. I don't know what's going on. But I can tell you right now, no matter how bad it is in your life right now, I'm here to tell you, God has got a purpose for it. He's only going to let it happen so far. He wants to prune you. He wants to help you to understand that you put your trust in Him. And if you do that, praise God, I'll tell you what, we will get through it. Amen. Job got through it. He got through it. Satan wasn't allowed to take his life. We all know the story. We all know that. Slay me, yet will I trust in the Lord, what Job said. He said that. You slay me, I'm still going to trust in God. Praise God. Job said during the attack of Satan, that's what he said. Isn't that awesome? Do we not understand that and realize that this evening? No matter what, Lord, you know, Lord, no matter what, you know, if you feel to take me home, I'm still going to serve you. You're still going to be my God. Praise the Lord to see. Every time the devil attacks you, God will throw up a hedge to stop him at another area. I believe he will. You ever see a stump? Like I said, in the backyard like mine, most of you probably have seen them, and how they shoot up out of it, and how they do it. There's new life. Something in it, something that was dead, begins to show new life. Amen? I'll tell you, there's been times, Greg, I have been down that I thought I was dead. Spiritually dead. But praise God, it just takes that one little thing, the Spirit of God coming and the Word of God, or somebody testifying, or somebody doing something, and life springs back in. Listen, there's times we have to walk by faith. I understand that. It isn't a feeling thing all the time. But I wouldn't give you 2 cents for something I couldn't feel once in a while. Amen? I wouldn't do it. Praise God. The loss is painful. The loss can be powerful in our life. Remember, nothing will leave you that God says that, you know, that has to. Nothing, if something God says has to stay in your life, it's going to stay there. Nothing's going to take it. No one's going to take it. No way, shape, or form. No way. It's not going to happen. But nothing will stay that God says that you can't miss either. Amen? If there's something there that's not needed to fulfill His purpose, to fulfill what He wants for you to do in His life, if He says that you don't need it, there's nothing that's going to keep it there either. Nothing at all. I don't know what you've lost. I don't know what the enemy has taken from you. Don't know that. God has told me to tell you this evening, He is the God of what's left. He wants what's left of you. If you're sitting here this evening and you think everything is falling apart, everything is lost, God says, I am a God of what's left. He'll take that little stump that you are, that spiritual stump that you are, and I'm telling you tonight, He can make something out of it. He can do it. Gideon, I like the story of Gideon. I wrote this down. Gideon went to fight the Midianites. And by the way, there was 350,000 of them. Did you know that? 350,000 of that army. God, and I love how God did this. I love God. He said, I just got 30,000, Lord. That's all I've got. And God showed him what kind of a sense of humor he has. He took it all the way down to what, 350? 350,000 against 350. And that wasn't a fair fight then. God proved that it wasn't a fair fight. But I'm here to tell you, He is the God of what's left. All those soldiers, and God told me, He said, listen, you do it this way. If they do it this way, we don't want them. He said, if they're scared, we don't want them. He said, if they drink a certain way, we don't want them. There's 350 of them left. Praise God. We all know the story. They won. They absolutely won. Praise the Lord. Remember, we serve a God of what's left. Remember that. They ended up killing themselves is what happened. All they did. Samson lost his sight. We know what happened to him. In Judges 16:30, and Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein, so that the dead which he slew at his death were more than what he slew in his entire life. God used what was left of Samson. He used what was left. We know how he got deceived. We know what happened to him and how that he lost his strength. But in the end, God used what was left to do something mighty. God is a God of what's left. He really is. David and the Amalekites, and we all know the story there. How that they invaded and taken the women captive. And they had had a day or so journey away from them. And David asked, he prayed and said, should we go after them? He said, you go after them because there's not going to be a thing lost. And they started out, had no idea where they were going. None. They started out through there and there was an Egyptian in the field. When this Egyptian had been a servant of these Amalekites. And he told him, yeah, I'll tell you where they're at. And they went and they got everything back because God is a God of what's left. He is a God that works with what's left. And praise God, David greatly distressed. For the people were about ready to stone David because of this. But I'm here to tell you, he knew that he served a God that was a God of what's left. See how I pursue after him? Surely, yes, you'll go after him. The God of what's left works again. He really does. The lonely, sick Egyptian that was out in the field led them where they needed to go. He was left there because he couldn't keep up. And they left him there. And what was left is what God used to fulfill his purpose. What's God using in your life tonight? What's he using? Have you give up your praise? Have you got any praise left? If you got a little praise left, can I tell you something this evening? If you can praise God with just a little bit of strength you got, God honors praise. I believe that. I believe he'll honor. Have you got any faith left in you this evening? I'm telling you, it says it just takes the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. That shows you how much faith I haven't had down through the years. I'm not talking about moving mountains. I'm talking about other things. But one little bit of faith we have. Have you have any prayer left in you? Have you got any dreams left in you? What I'm saying is, remember, we serve a God of what's left. Boy, my prayer life isn't much, maybe you're saying back here. Say, maybe I don't have... Listen to me. If you get on your knees in sincere faith, believing, I'll tell you what, that's all God wants you to do. It's just like me talking to Greg right here. That's how you need to talk to God. Don't get into these and thous. Talk to God like, just talk to him like you talk to Greg or talk to him. Talk because he's that personal with us. He wants to be that way with us. That's what kind of God, what little bit you got, what little bit of faith you got, God wants to use it. That's all I have left. And after this financial crisis, that's all I've got left. I don't care if you have one little red cent. God is the God of what's left. He can make major things. Elijah, remember the woman and the oil? And she said she was poor. They'd get ready to take her house. She had no way to pay her bills. And Elijah told her, he said, well, you take what oil you got left, the God of what's left. He said, you go borrow some other pots and you put them in your house and you take that oil and you put a little bit of it in each pot. The Bible says the oil never ran out. She had enough to pay her debts, and she had enough to go on with it after that. Amen. The God of what's left. I hope you understand. I hope you understand that we have anything left because what you've got left is what God can use in your life. Now, you may be thinking God will use you. He will bless you if you are willing just to be, whenever you're pruned, it's going to happen to everybody. I'm here to tell you, I don't know what your life is like now, but I can tell you that at some time, your life's going to be pruned. It's going to be cut down, and there may be nothing left but a stump, maybe about that high off the ground, spiritually speaking. But God says, I can use that. I'll use what's left. Belinda, come get us on this evening, please.